this came about.
Yeah, my name is Linus Lam.
And what's the event tonight?
Tonight is, we call it the Heritage and the Arts, and it's the Long Table Social.
And what is that Long Table Social, what does that represent?
Well, the idea of the Long Table Social is has everything to do with gathering the creative, the young, the talented of the city. It's definitely in the spirit of sharing, and we were quite inspired of from long table dinner, you know, that you know, might happen around the block or in you know, family functions, and just the energy and the excitement and just the you know, just the conversations and ideas that might be generated from a long table. So we're quite inspired by that notion, and we're trying that with the local community here in Vancouver.
And what do you think about the venue, the Page Building?
The Page Building is a beautiful building. It's unfortunate that quite often a lot of these heritage buildings in Vancouver, pedestrian level wise, people might pass it. Hi. Quite often in Vancouver, the pedestrian level, you have these really fantastic, beautiful heritage building, and it's a shame that people don't recognize it, and people miss it. And the whole concept here is to activate these really wonderful spaces, and bringing arts, visual arts and performances into these spaces and activate it with an audience that normally won't get access to these really wonderful buildings.
Can you describe a little bit about the mix of film and multimedia and art?
Sure. We're very excited that we're collaborating with the Cerulean Social Club this time at our inaugural event, and they've been very generous with their film collection, and they've curated this really wonderful series of short film of Vancouver, it's quite interesting how they show Vancouver, a display how life was like in Vancouver in a chronologically order. So, you know, starting from the early 1900s, you know, to recent days, and to really demonstrate and to really contextualize what the evolution of Vancouver is like, and on top of that, you know, having that screened in a heritage building, that's something that's really rare and is really wonderful and fitting.
Do you actually know in that sense? Do you know what this building was originally used for? Because it has the dome. I don't know what you describe that, but that's very beautiful. One wouldn't expect that in this building.
It's interesting you say that, because one wouldn't expect that from a bank building.
Is that what this was?
It was, at one point, it was a long bank building, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure if you got a chance to see the vault. There's a vault right in the middle of the space. Well, not quite in the middle, but you know, along the middle center axis, and we're quite curious to see what's inside, but unfortunately there's no way of getting it open. So we heard that they have the combination, but for some reason, somehow the cam is shifted or whatnot. Uh-huh. They couldn't get the door open, so we're quite curious to see what's inside. But it used to be a bank building, a loan bank building, and some of the architectural detailings in this building is just exquisite, and it's such a delight to share that with our audience tonight.
So in that way, what are your future plans in terms of other events and venues?
Future plans. This is meant to be a series, so this is our first event, and right now, as we speak, we actually have already started looking for a second venue.
And what is the series going to be called?
It's called the Long Tables Social.
Okay, so
and what we like to do is to find another fitting heritage building in Vancouver to do similar of what we've achieved tonight.
Okay.
To bring in the visual arts, to bring in a fresh new audience to the space.
What do you think of the turnout tonight?
I think the turnout tonight is tremendous. It's meant to be an experiment, and and the turnout tonight just surpassed our expectation.
So what would you describe as the sort of people that would want to come to this event or your future events?
What we have always targeted is the younger generation, because the younger generation in Vancouver, especially the people that's involved in the creative activities, quite often they're very curious about the history of Vancouver, and at the same time, from the heritage aspect, we really need the younger generation to have a deeper understanding and appreciation of these buildings. Quite often when we talk about heritage Vancouver, people have a certain preconception that only people of a certain age group is interested, but that's not really the case. I mean, heritage has everything to do with the identity of a city, and the identity of a city has everything to do with all age group.
So what ways would you be reaching out to the younger generation to promote your events?
Well, we have been using social media, social networking media, and so the usual suspects that quite often event organizer uses, and so we're going to continue with that.
Is that something kind of new for Heritage Vancouver to be doing?
Actually, no.
Okay.
They actually have been very active with the whole sort of Web 2.0, and we're very encouraged by that. But we all know this is we spend people off. Of from a younger generation, we spend a lot of time in virtual space and platform of that nature. So that's something that we're going to continue to use.
So are you interacting with your audience more in that way directly in terms of choosing events or venues or speakers? Are you getting feedback from these social networks?
Well, certainly that's something that we hope for. This is our first event, and I think people are still trying to understand what we're trying to do.
Okay.
I think in our second event and subsequent events, we're going to be seeing a lot more of those feedback. And I'm sure after tonight, you know, we're going to be getting some feedback. You know, we're going to be getting artist requests, and so we'll definitely be listening.
Okay.